You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Our buddy Michael Phillips of the Richmond Times Dispatch has a report about a possible stadium site for a new Commanders stadium in D.C.
Hello there.
That is not RFK, that doesn't get talked about. We will give you the details coming up this hour on Grant and Danny as we welcome you back. We told you that you could win LIV Golf Tournament ticks, so let's give those away right now. Caller number 10 at 800-636-1067. You're winning a pair of ground passes. The LIV Golf Tournament's coming to the district May 26th through the 28th later this week. Trump National Golf Club see the top players, Dustin Johnson, Phil Mickelson, Cam Smith, Brooks Koepka just won the PGA, Bryson DeChambeau all going to battle it out. High-stakes golf with a whole new vibe and energy. Tickets are selling fast. For tickets and more event information, go to thefandc.com/contest. Seems like that tournament just got more interesting with Koepka winning.
One might say, yes.
Let's get to the BetQL guest hotline, though. Bet smarter to beat the books. Download the BetQL app. Visit BetQL.com. Our guy, AJ Perez of Front Office Sports. AJ, there's a lot to ask you about. But we want to start with this Brian Davis lawsuit. So give us the details. What is going on here? I thought we'd heard the end of Brian Davis as a buyer and this story, but that is not the case.
No, yeah. He filed a lawsuit on Friday against Bank of America. His lawyer entered into the federal docket system as a $500 billion, so half a trillion dollars in damages he was seeking. Now today his lawyer filed a temporary restraining order against Bank of America. It doesn't have to do with the Commanders or Josh Harris or anybody else at this, or Dan Snyder at this point. It's just with the bank. And, you know, it's all over $5.1 billion in funds, which I can't, the Bank of America's gotten back to me, but this is not how sales progress. You don't just send money in blindly. The documents, I've got the documents, or more documents. This was funneled through a financial advisor in California who's not licensed in California. That was pretty much negated. That's one of the best arguments Bank of America has. These funds, we don't know, where these funds originated from or who's paying for it, but they were funneled through California, where this agent or this bank is not certified to operate in.
AJ, a couple things I want to drill down on, if you don't mind. I think the league, last I saw, was worth about $150 billion, given some of the appraisals and values. How do we get the $500 billion number?
I think it's a typo by the lawyer. I'm not sure. I mean, if they're holding – the temporary restraining order today is over that $5.1 billion that Davis says the bank holds on to. He wants that back. I don't know how you get someone holding on – allegedly holding on to $5.1 billion if that's what happened, for a little over, I guess it's almost 2 months now. How that becomes $500 billion in damages, I have no idea. I think the market cap, the whole total value of Bank of America is around $300 billion. So we're talking just fanciful numbers. And it's kind of, there's.
But it is actually $500 bill, right? That was what they listed.
I haven't looked today, but when they posted when that lawsuit hit the federal docket there in Maryland, that's what the amount was. I've never seen that. I don't know. I guess maybe a couple extra zeros were entered there, but that's
what
it said.
It would make him far and away the richest person on the planet if he won that lawsuit.
Yeah, it would bankrupt Bank of America, and he would be he'd be worth a lot of money. And the funds, the people I talk to, I've talked to a lot of people, not on the record because they don't want their names on this, but because there's a very litigious side of this, of Brian Davis, apparently. So they're kind of careful, but, I'm not saying this is what happens here. There's been deals from crime syndicates or money from people who, they they send these letters out, and the money is usually there. The money could be verified, but they have, you have to state the purpose. And nothing in those papers stated, this is for the Washington Commanders. This is Brian Davis's money for the Washington Commanders, because he was never, you don't put down $5 billion. I mean, Josh Harris probably has a couple hundred, probably a few million dollars down, just like a make good effort. Like, hey, I'm in the process. I've picked as the finalist. You know, he may have some money, and it's not going to be $5 billion would be what, 80% of what he's buying the team for. That doesn't happen. That doesn't happen until you get approved by the owners. That's when the money gets transferred. None of this makes any sense. And, you know, he tried to just kind of brute force his way into being a contender for the team, kind of bypassing Bank of America's process and the league process. This is why, you know, he was not considered a contender for the team, because they couldn't verify he had that much money.
AJ Perez, front office sports, with us here on G&D. So what sort of attorneys, like what kind of, like ambulance chasers that are advertising slip and fall stuff? You know what I mean? Like Saul Goodman from Breaking Bad wouldn't take cases like this. Like this is so reputation damaging to me. Like, who are these people that are saying, yep, I'll bring this one to trial?
Yeah, I had a little short exchange with that lawyer over email. Mason McClain, single lawyer operation, single lawyer firm. I don't know his history. I can go back and going to do a story on this eventually. Go back and look at what other cases he has done. But you know, this is like, it's just very, you know, this is all odd. I did not expect, you know, the junkies asked him, and so did Darren Haynes. I asked him if this was like all like a ruse to sue the league and over and you know, sue the league or the Commanders, Dan Snyder over the rules of the sale process. But you know, the other thing, part of it is how did this group find Brian Davis to do this? If there is a group behind this, I mean, why would you select Brian Davis, who had all these lawsuits with Christian Laettner and others, oh, and Sean Merriman and a bunch of other players, a lot of like former players, current players, a lot of money, over a failed real estate project. Yeah, and then they're going to pick him as the vessel towards, you know, diversifying NFL ownership. I just, none of this has made sense from the beginning.
Could he, and our guest is AJ Perez of Front Office Sports, reporting on Brian Davis and a lawsuit that he has now brought against Bank of America. Could he still sue subsequently or kind of at the same time, spinning two plates here, the league or Dan or Josh Harris or anybody else?
I asked, that's the first question I asked this lawyer, and he said, not at this time. So that's pretty open-ended. So yeah, there's like, but what grounds? Anybody can sue for anything for any amount, you know, and you know, the temporary restraining order, the calling for an emergency hearing, we're going to see fairly quickly how this judge views this. You know, because once you seek this kind of request, basically an injunction request, you know, that's when the courts pay attention, and they, if they feel there's any merit to this, they will schedule a hearing within a couple of weeks. That's like the, you know, we're going to be watching the court docket to see if that actually happens. And it's out there in Greenbelt, so I guess I'll probably go cover it if it does. But you know, there's it's all just very, very, you know, especially since now we're just worried about how soon the finance committee here in Minnesota is going to be, setting the date for the special meeting and get Harris's deal, you know, finally voted on and completed.
So, AJ, just to get people up to speed here, I mean, he's suing for, we don't know the exact number, but it's listed as $500 billion. You're assuming that's a typo. But he's suing for this amount of money because he's saying what happened exactly.
Yeah, he said that Bank of America did not, he was interacting with them apparently and wanted to get involved in the sale process. But Bank of America never communicated to the Snyders that he was involved, even though he sent this money in. And now they're keeping the money. That's basically what it boils down to.
AJ Perez, Front Office Sports, with us here on G&D. Okay, AJ, I'm a simpleton. Like, if I need to give Grant some money, I'll Venmo him. And if his Venmo's not working, I can go into my app and, like, do, like, a Zelle thing where I send him some money. I can write him a check, all sorts of stuff. Like, what are bank drafts? Like, what does that actually mean? Like, do we think that there's actual money in an account that Brian Davis controls in excess of $5-plus billion that he can just, you know, fire out there and shift over to somebody else and then get mad when they don't do anything with it? Like, what are these actual things, and how real is any of this?
When I was told, the bank drafts for international transfers are fairly common. They go to the Federal Reserve, and then the Federal Reserve will release the funds to the bank. Now, the Federal Reserve can take a couple days to review to make sure there's nothing, these aren't coming from a drug lord or something, and what they're being used for. You know, and since the documents really don't state what this money's being used for, it does not say that this is for Brian Davis's bid to buy the Washington Commanders. It doesn't say that at all. I have the documents. It has Brian Davis's name on there. It has names of people with my last name and a bunch of other names on there of people who own the money or are fronting them. That I can't verify any of this stuff. It's just so.
Where's the money coming from? Did we get any info on that?
No. And Davis never told us. Never told us when we were asking the questions. And those us reported out. We heard what he said to the junkies about.
Yeah, he had a really weird answer. He said it's coming from white people. Yeah.
White people, yes. White people, people not from the Middle East. I've had two sources. The second source over the weekend said, I reported a month ago that there's a theory that it came from Saudi Arabia, and I had another source over the weekend, text me outside my first source said, yeah, it was this got to be coming from Saudi Arabia, but there's no verification of that because why would Saudi Arabia? They're Liv Golf's coming to town. You mentioned that. I'll be covering that. In a few days, they're very careful about stuff. I don't see them selecting someone like Brian Davis as the person to kind of shake things up in the NFL or try to get, their sovereign front involved. There's really, it just doesn't make any sense. None of this does to me.
Okay. So I apologize, but I am a simpleton, AJ. There's money. We actually think there's money, and it's not just a piece of paper that, written in crayon that says, I have $5 billion. Please excuse Brian from school today. We think it's there's an account with money.
Yeah, and this is kind of common. This is probably not the first time they've used whoever is behind this. It's not probably the first time they've used the funds. I'm not saying in similar situations. Mm-hmm. There's people who have. People in groups who have large monies in banks around the world, and they put money, and then they send these letters out, say, "Hey, I want to buy this. Here's the proof that I have this money." They never state on the forms what that money's for or where it's really coming from, or who. But they try to make deals, not just in the United States, internationally. And when they don't work out, often there are lawsuits.
Who is this person? I mean, this is one of the weirdest conversations I've ever had. AJ's with us. I don't have better ways to ask these questions because none of this makes sense to me. So there's a guy named Daniel Wallach from Wallach Legal who's been doing some reporting on this.
Yep.
You know him?
Yep. Oh, I know Dan well. Yeah,
so he's a legitimate reporter. So he wrote today a story about this, but he tweeted, "Meet Tresenia Rodriguez, the administratrix of the estate of Severino Garcia Santa Romano. She signed bank drafts totaling $5.1 billion that Brian Davis, per his lawsuit, delivered to Bank of America for deposit in Urban Echo's bank account." So who is this person that signed the $5 billion check?
Yeah, that's a good question. And Dan was one of the first people on Friday or Saturday was like, this is links back to the Vatican and CIA. And it was just going off. I was like, this is a rabbit hole. I mean, you really don't know where the money's coming from. So, some of the names that have come out and that they're in some of these documents trace back to the Philippines, trace back to Ferdinand Marcos. There's so many questions that's what happens. This is why, there is a process here. This is why Josh Harris's deal has been invented so heavily, because, if Josh Harris is, there's some complexities, as Ursay said today, but, we know where his money's coming from. I mean, co-founded Apollo Capital.
What else is interesting, AJ? And sorry to cut you off. I mean, mentioned, so this is about $5 billion put in the bank. Yeah, Danny? I don't think Josh Harris has given anyone $5 billion yet. I don't even understand. He's never going to give anyone $5 billion. He's doing 30% of the minimum amount. It's crazy.
$1.8 billion. Right. And this is fishy from the start. Davis bid, in quotation marks, $1 billion more than Josh Harris. How? Why? Why would you do that? It's just so odd. It's that was the biggest red flag. I was like, okay, Brian Davis, I can't even verify his Urban Echo Energy I traced it back to a townhouse in Arlington. I mean, there's so many things about this. And I'm actually, this is, This is like, this stuff's actually common in sports sales, I'm finding out. I'm kind of dealing with some stuff with the Senator sales too. There's a lot of groups and stuff that do these things. I don't think any of them, a lot of more for publicity. This one I was just kind of, I'm not going to say a shakedown, but it kind of feels like it at this point. Because we just, like, you can't go from not having, maybe he was a millionaire, but going from that to owning an NFL team, it's a major leap. It's just unheard of. And it's, now there is, Josh Harris may have to actually, I would, indemnify is probably too simple of a term, but he might have to sign a piece of paper with Bank of America saying, hey, if there's any damages or if there's a judgment or if, you know, if this goes to trial for some reason and we lose, you know, Josh Harris may have to cover it, you know, just to make, just to keep this sale on pace. And that's, it's nuts. So.
Okay. So AJ, again, I'm trying to keep track of all this. So how did Brian Davis have access to the gold that Severino Romana allegedly procured from Ferdinand Marcos as a former CIA operative? That he,
yeah,
again, allegedly,
he, all that stuff.
Well, hold on, but AJ, I think I think allegedly he had to torture Kojima Kashmiri back in the day. I think I read that correctly in order to get the gold, but then he deposited in Citibank.
Who was Severino Santaromano?
Oh, he's a CIA op,
Filipino American commando who fought.
Yeah,
in the
and
Philippines.
We have, this goes back to money from the assassination of Pope John Paul I.
Right.
I mean, like, literally, if you go down this rabbit hole, you're going to be even more confused. I'm trying to stay out of the rabbit hole a little bit, just deal with the temporary restraining order and this other stuff and what's going to come of it. But, yeah, there's, if you do a deep dive into it, and people I talk to, you know, said there's probably money behind this, but this money has been probably promised everywhere over the years. And while the money is there, you know, it's one thing to say to do that, but it's, I don't think we have no confirmation that Bank of America actually has the money. I mean, so, you know, we don't even know that if the money has been transferred either. And Bank of America is not getting back to me, unfortunately.
All right, let me go the opposite.
I'm not shocked.
So let's go to the opposite before we let you go, because we only got about a minute left here. Is there, what about the chance that Brian Davis just struck a deal with someone who had some cash, wanted to buy the Commanders, everything's on the up and up, everything's legit, and Bank of America just screwed everything up?
That's fine. Can you sue for that? I'm not even sure. I mean, Bank of America is a public, you know, it's a public traded bank, but it is a private institution. And the NFL has its own policies for ownership. You mentioned the 30% rule. They have to follow that. And you can sue for anything. But if you don't comply with the NFL's rules on ownership, including background checks and everything else that's required, you're not going to be an owner. You know, you can have all the money in the world, you know, but they have to verify that it's your money. And that's something that hasn't happened with this Brian Davis thing yet.
Yeah, it's got to be your money, not Pedro Severino's gold, whatever they do say this.
Yes.
AJ, thank you, buddy.
Yeah. No problem. Talk to
you
later.
Appreciate you. And we should reiterate that all the wacky things you're saying is based on a report from this lawyer. This
yeah,
guy.
So allegedly, in my opinion, whatever I have to say, I don't know. No one knows. First of all, no one knows what the rules are. What is everything? What is going on? Each new little bit of nuance is more bizarre than the previous.
Here's what I want to know.
Yeah.
More than anything else. Is the $500 billion a typo, or is that really what he's suing for? That's 3.5 NFLs. He'd be suing Bank of America for more than they're worth, the bank.
More than the GDP of probably 85% of the countries.
For $500 billion, over $5 billion that he says that they've kept in the account or whatever, the NFL is worth like $150 billion.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I think you've got that sorted.
This is great.
By the way, just think to yourself, have we been doing it wrong? Should we just be taking moonshot lawsuits at established entities?
I did think it was always possible a lawsuit could come out of this.
I
never thought he was going to go after the bank. And this kind of money I didn't think would be on the table. But the whole thing is stunning. It's an incredible ending to what was a bizarre chapter of this book.
So the... what happened is, I see it, again, allegedly, in my opinion, whatever I have to say, is unserious offer is treated unseriously, lawsuit ensues because it wasn't treated seriously, right? Like, that's how I always thought that's what it was going to be, whether it was he alleged some kind of discrimination, where he alleged some kind of, you know, other sort of, you know, malfeasance by people not taking him seriously, because it's hard to when you hear the words and see these things written down. So I don't know if that's grounds for $500 billion. Again, I'm not an attorney. I'm not a doctor.
I want to get the guy on tomorrow. I've been in touch with him. Who's doing all this digging about this family and the money and all the wackiness. We should get him on the show tomorrow. There is officially now a site for the NFL draft in 2025. It's going to be pretty cool. We'll tell you about that. Plus, what has to happen for this front office to keep their gigs after the season? Grant and Danny with you on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.